The plan would also bar voucher schools from employing teachers who aren't eligible for teaching licenses because of their criminal history. Jeff Pirtle is a senior policy advisor at the State Department of Public Instruction. He says other parts of the bill are aimed at standardizing regulation of the state's four different voucher programs.
Much of this is trying to provide some uniform standard either in how applications work, how policies work across the programs. And from our perspective, to the degree that we can, applying uniform standards in areas between public schools and private schools.
The plan would also eliminate requirements that voucher schools have to meet to receive state money, including school attendance, grade level promotion, and academic growth. Democrats voted against the plan in committee, saying voucher schools need more regulation. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.